Hello, this is Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, begin today with prayer. Yesterday is buried and gone. Tomorrow is not yet formed or known. The most important day of your life is today, because today is now, and now is where I live. Now is all I have to give you. Embrace it, live it, and walk in my presence. Don't be burdened down by the regrets or the failures of yesterday, because failure is necessary for success, and success is your portion. Those things that you failed, you did things, said things you regret, those things are forgiven and forgotten. Release them and move forward in the freedom of my grace. Don't be anxious about the uncertainties or challenges of tomorrow. Trust in my sovereign plan and rest in my unfailing promises. Today is a gift. It's an opportunity to experience my love, to fulfill my purpose, and to impact the world around you. Seek my guidance in prayer every morning. Listen to my voice. Align your heart with my will and step into the abundant life I've prepared for you. Check up on how much of your day that you actually give to me. Don't waste time on trivial pursuits or worldly distractions. Invest your time and energy in what really matters: your relationship with me, your service to others, and your growth in faith. Live each moment with intentionality, purpose, and gratitude. Make sure every prayer you pray contains an element of impossibility. Otherwise, you've left me out of your tomorrows. Remember, I'm with you always. I'm your strength, your comfort, your guide. Trust me, rely on me, and walk in obedience to my revealed commands. Today is a new beginning. Embrace it with joy, hope, and confidence. Purpose in your heart to go first class all the way, for the best is yet to come. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.